talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Wrong again, wrong again. One day I know I feel strong again. I lift my head.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Home Again by Michael Kawanaka, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and we'll be talking with Cindy Wilson, also interior designer Jen Elkins with Bliss Designs, also Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters, Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom, and also Robert Lulla, who is the organizer of the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston November 1st through the 4th. And it's a very interesting interview. If you are kind of a home junkie like we are, you'll definitely want to check out the Southern Style Now Festival. And have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and they're located at 640 Coleman Boulevard. They're next to Wild Wing Cafe, and also right down the shopping center from Bottles. And now we're talking with Cindy Wilson with Stephen Shell Living. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Cindy, take a moment and tell everybody about Stephen Shell Living.
Oh, wow. I think it might take more than a minute. Stephen Shell Living is a store we've been here for a little over 5 years. We've expanded twice now, and we're now up to 25,000 square foot furniture store. We're pretty much a one-stop shop now. You can come in here and get everything from your upholstered furniture, case goods, lighting, rugs, bedding, floral accents, accessories, jewelry, hand lotion, you name it, we've got it.
Just about everything for the home, to decorate a home, and even a little bit beyond that, you've even got vanities for bathrooms, too.
We do. We have a wide selection of vanities. We've got the double and single vanity options.
People are looking to maybe do a makeover for a room or more than one room, maybe with the holidays coming up, Stephen Shell is a great place to visit.
Yes, definitely. Whether you want to get your bathroom fixed up for your company coming in, or your dining room table and chairs for your upcoming Thanksgiving feast. We also, we're a little bit different than most stores because you can actually pick and choose any color. We have over 200 different finishes that you can actually put on each individual piece. So you're not just walking in and just limited to what you see on the floor. You can special order and get anything in that you like.
Good deal. Well, I'm going to ask you in a minute to kind of describe this huge showroom expansion that Stephen Shell Living just underwent the last few months. and take us on a virtual tour of the new showroom. But let's kind of go back to the beginning. Is there a Stephen Schell?
There is. There definitely is a Stephen Schell. He is from London, and he's been in the furniture business for over 25 years. He's a manufacturer, so he's actually the designer and manufacturer of his own line. And he's very creative and eclectic. And he's used to be an antique dealer a long time ago as well. So I think that's what brings in a lot of the crazy flair in here mixed in with our normal case goods.
He and his family live right here in
Mount Pleasant. They do. They're in Mount Pleasant. They are. And his daughter and son-in-law, you know, live here with their two grandchildren. And his son-in-law, Paul, is actually, you know, basically our manager. But Stephen's pretty much hands-on. He's here in and out every week checking on us and entertaining us.
Right. And Stephen Schell Living, you folks, we're very fortunate to have Stephen Schell Living headquartered here in the Charleston area. But you folks sell your furniture to other furniture retailers around the country, right?
We do. We show at the High Point Furniture Market twice a year. That's coming up in October and then again in April. And then we also have a smaller showroom in the Atlanta market. Mm-hmm. So that's in January and then in July. So, and we sell to stores all around the world.
That's quite a compliment. So
yeah.
It's not just your store, but the other furniture stores around the country think enough and admire the Stephen Schell Living furniture that they also buy from you folks.
Sure. Yeah.
So is there? I would guess that you're a retailer, but you're also because the items here at Stephen Schell Living originate here. That might even be a little bit better pricing than if you were to buy it.
That's what the beautiful thing is about the Stephen Schell brand furniture. We also carry other retail lines too, but as far as our main bread and butter is Stephen's line. And with that, he treats every customer that comes into the store like we do a designer that comes to a showroom at market. So you can come in and you can buy, you know, pretty much right above wholesale prices, and then design any piece that you want in any different finish and color like the designers do when they come to market. And so that's a luxury you can't really get at other furniture stores. And our prices, you know, are pretty much right above that designer price that they get at market. So it saves the customer money walking in the door, and then, you know, we're still, you're going to cut that because I can't say what I'm going to say. Cut. I know. I don't want to say, yeah, we're still making money and they're still making money and it's a win-win, you know, but.
And Cindy, when it comes to the furniture itself, Stephen himself has a lot to do with the design. I remember when I interviewed him a couple years ago, he was telling me about going to Indonesia, I think, mm-hmm. To source a lot of the case goods that you folks sell. So he's actually designing the furniture himself.
He does. He still designs his own line, and he still travels quite a bit. He actually just got back from another trip to Istanbul and to London, and before that he was in Bali. And he loves traveling, just getting different influences from different cultures and picking up different, you know, creative. I think it just makes his creative juices flow to travel and see all different things. So,
what would you say the style is for Stephen Schell Living?
Definitely a shabby chic with a creative twist, maybe on top of it.
So it's kind of that distressed look.
It's distressed look, but then it's still a little bit. We're trying to, you know, have a little bit of an edge on it as well. So you can keep it as conservative as you want it to be, or you can kind of go as crazy and eclectic as you want to do. So.
Yeah, and that distressed look is so popular. Everybody wants that in their home. They want new furniture that looks old, right?
Right. And it's comfortable. It's warm, especially here at the beach. You know,
exactly.
It's nice.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the showroom, because a few months ago, you folks underwent a huge expansion. And I recall when you were in your other showroom, before the expansion, that it was always a challenge to try to find room to display everything.
Yes.
How is this 25,000 square foot, and just to put that in terms people can understand, most people live in about a 2,000 square foot house, so just imagine more than 12 of your houses laid out, right?
Right. Yeah.
So how is this beautiful showroom organized?
Oh, it's been great. As you know, before when you were here, we were the master of stacking items, trying to get everything shoved in and displayed properly. And I think the public has really enjoyed the new showroom, the new space. Everybody, we get compliments all the time. People walking around just with a wow factor when you walk in, because you can actually walk around and see the different vignettes that we have set apart. We've got a garden section. We have an urban section. We've got our rugs in a different section. We have a whole bedding section. You name it, we've got it. But it's much easier to walk around now and see the furniture laid out in true vignettes. But then you still have some of the stacking in the back, because we are, you know, wholesale distributor and a market, and we like for you to come in and still look around, you know, make sure you find, you know, what you're looking for.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah, lots of different room settings where you can kind of envision how the furnishings might look in your own house.
Right, right.
And you know, maybe you're not looking to replace a whole room of furniture, but all of the accessories that Steve and Shell Living have, I've always been impressed with like I'm looking at a crate, an old wooden crate has been repurposed into like a dining room, something that would hang over a dining room.
Yep, everybody needs a crate over their dining room table.
But I could definitely see that in somebody's house or at the beach.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like
you
that.
Never know what you're going to find.
And lots and lots of other accessories. It's something that you could, if you're looking for a gift item, for example, it'd be very, very easy to find what you're looking for here at Steve and Shell Living.
Correct, yes. And, you know, like you said, we have the informal shabby chic, and then we started carrying actually a higher end line too as well. So we are doing more of, you know, the higher end crystal chandeliers, and you know, we've stepped up a case good line that's a little bit more formal, and so really it's hits everybody's genres.
Yeah. And a lot of soft goods too, upholstered furniture.
Yeah.
Leather. You have leather too.
We do have some leather. We've got lots of pillows. We're actually going to be bringing in Pillowland in the near future, which will be fun. Yeah. I know, it'll be interesting. Got to stay tuned.
Well, good deal. Well, I know you folks have got a High Point sale going on right now, right? Can you talk about that?
Oh, we do, yes. So Stephen actually, you know, with his showroom in High Point, he brings in the new line every year. So he basically had to clean out the old showroom, and we just trucked it on down to our store here in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. And we are actually putting his actual showroom models on sale on the floor. So these are 50% off.
That's great.
And they're pretty much one of a kind, too, because Stephen likes to put his unique, fun, you know, eclectic stuff at the market, too.
Right.
So you're actually getting something that he's actually designed and has his imprint on.
And then you folks have got an event happening in October that you're going to be starting.
We're going to be doing a Wine and Design Wednesday night. So stay tuned, and we'll keep y'all updated through Facebook and Instagram posts or our email blast on when that's going to be. But it'll be a Wednesday coming up in October, probably in the middle of October.
Okay, good deal. And how can folks get more information about Steve and Shell Living?
We'll definitely go onto our Instagram and Facebook page. Like us there, follow us as well. And if you want to, whenever you're in the store, just sign up for our email list or give us a call and we'll sign you up. And we send out an email blast anytime we have a sale or an event or party or, you know, anything special going on in the store. And we keep you updated.
And how about a website?
Website is just stevenshellliving.com.
Okay.
So it's S-T-E-V-E-N.
Your physical address here?
640 Coleman Boulevard, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
Yep. Right next to Wild Wing Cafe and right down the street from Bottles.
You got it.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Cindy Wilson with Steve and Shell Living. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Steve and Shell Living, and we're in their brand new expansion of their showroom, 25,000 square foot showroom here in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Jen Elkins with Bliss Designs. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jen, you're an interior designer. Take a moment, just tell everybody about Bliss Designs.
So Bliss Designs has been around for about 15 years, 3 years in the Charleston market. It is a home design and staging company. and I work mostly in the Charleston area.
Very good. All right. Well, Jen, you are very familiar with Steve and Shell Living. I think while we were getting ready to record today's show, two people walked up to you and thought you worked here, right?
Yes,
you
I'm here enough to think that I'm one of the girls on the floor. Uh-huh. I love everybody that works in here, and I am here all the time. It is my go-to place when I have a client. As you talked about earlier with Cindy, they expanded to over 25,000 square feet. I've watched them grow over the last couple of years. They started with, you know, just a single storefront, and now they are the size of six. So it gives my customers a lot of things to look at. I think it's great to come in here with my clients or even send my clients in here to meet with one of the girls, because there are so many things to look at. It can be overwhelming to somebody that, you know, doesn't have an arty side to them. But there's always so much help here and so many nice girls to deal with. And it's just my favorite place in Charleston to shop.
Good deal. Well, what are, can you tell our listeners specifically, are there certain parts of the store that you really like, or certain types of furnishings at Steve and Shell Living that you gravitate toward?
Yes, I think one of the best things that Steve and Shell has to offer is a lot of the big pieces that people need in their homes, like sofas, sectionals, accent chairs. They're very costly, and they're things that you hope to have around for more than just a month or a year and, you know, go buy something else. These are really good quality couches and chairs and big pieces of furniture. So this is my main thing that I like to look for here. They have great fabric colors, and a lot of their stuff is slip covered, so it's, you know, kid friendly, pet friendly, and just a really good quality and good price.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And having such a huge showroom here, you know, people like that immediate gratification. If they see something on the floor, they would love to be able to take that home with them. And that's not the case with some furniture companies, where you might have to order it and it's going to be 10, 12 weeks before it actually comes in.
Exactly. I mean, everybody that's ready to spend and get their house together, they want instant gratification, and Steve and Shell can offer that. Not only is it probably on the floor, but they probably have two or three more in their warehouse. So if it's a night table and you're only seeing one, the likelihood of having two is really high. So, yes, they do get that instant gratification. And if it's not here currently, it'll be here within a week or two. There's constant containers coming in. And that's why myself, I'm here every week, because I know there's more things for me to look at.
So Jen, we mentioned that you are an interior designer. How have you... can you give me a couple examples of some of the clients you've worked with, where how you've utilized Steve and Shell for them?
Yes, so I have a lot of initial appointments with clients after I go to their home and I kind of see their living space and what it is that they're looking for. And then a lot of times we'll bring them in here, especially if there's somebody that wants to have a say in what they're interested in having. Some people have more design sense than they give themselves credit for, and they like to have a say in what it is that they're looking for. But then I have clients who are literally like, here's my house. Take it, run with it. I don't even care what you buy. I have no design sense at all. And so I go really from one end to the other.
What, as an interior designer, do you have a particular style, or are you going to be pushing a particular style on a homeowner? Or how do you help a homeowner determine what they're looking for?
And that's a good question, because that's one of the hardest things of this business, is that you get a call or an email or a text asking somebody to come and have a consultation, and you have really no idea what you're walking into. A lot of times people don't know exactly what it is that they want, but they know that they don't like what they have. I love the Charleston area and have wanted to live here my whole life. I've been here a little over 3 years, as I said earlier, and so I'm really... style that I gravitate to most would be coastal, and that kind of, you know, bright walls and light colors. And then I love to add in color with accessories, because I feel like if you pick big pieces that are neutral and then you add your color through pillows and rugs and things that you can swap out in a year or two, if you're tired of looking at those colors, you haven't broken the bank with a couple of toss pillows and throws for your house.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And a lot of people have never worked with an interior designer, might be a little bit intimidating, but I've always said that working with an interior designer can be habit forming, because you start to rely on that interior designer to the point where you don't really want to make a purchase decision without consulting with that interior designer. It's like kind of like having a best friend that you go shopping with, but you can't hit up that best friend every single time.
Yes, and I actually feel like I do become my clients' friends, because after we do the big stuff, you know, you can't stick around forever. And sometimes when you're looking for something particular, that's when you don't find it. And then clients do get more confidence as they shop with you or see the things that you're purchasing. And one of the things I love to tell my clients is, if you're out on a Saturday or Sunday and you're shopping as a couple or with your friends, just shoot me a picture. I'm happy to look at it. Because sometimes people just need that reassurance. Am I on the right path? Am I looking at the right thing? Is this a silly purchase? And usually 9 times out of 10, they're making a great choice.
But on the flip side of that, if they're not consulting with an interior designer, they might make some costly mistakes. And I always think about my aunt and uncle who redid their kitchen, and they really wanted an island, and so they bought an island online. And my uncle had to put it together, and you had to kind of squeeze around the island. It was way too big for the space, but they made that $2,000 purchase, and by goodness, they were going to stick with it. And it's that kind of thing that you as an interior designer would say, no, that's too big for your kitchen. You're not afraid to tell your clients no. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I've had people make big purchases like that. Unfortunately, you know, they've made big investments, and you know, I have a client right now that has two way oversized couches for the space that they have. And we actually, after being at their house, I found another area for those couches to be used that actually they fit the room great. And now we're starting over at A with that other space, but at least they feel like they're utilizing those very expensive couches that they made a big investment in.
It was.
And I also think sometimes people just think when they go out and they initially buy something for a certain space, that there's just no way it could go somewhere else. But sometimes you just need another eye.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's probably one of the you know, there's two big things. Number one, you're going to get a better look for your home working with an interior designer than you probably would be able to on your own. And secondly, you're going to save money. Even though you're paying an interior designer a fee, you're going to save money by avoiding those costly mistakes.
Absolutely, and definitely could make a big initial investment that you'd be sorry about later. But the other thing I always like to tell my clients is, yes, I do charge an hourly rate, but I also pass on my local discounts to my clients, so that hopefully they see a little bit of a savings there, and it makes up a little bit for the hourly rate that they're paying me.
Mm-hmm. How does that work, the discounts?
So each store that I work with locally gives me a particular discount, and then, you know, I pass that on to my clients. So if an item is $1,000 and I get 20% off, they pay $800 for it.
That's great. That's good. Well, how can folks get more information about Bliss Designs?
So I have a Instagram page. It's Bliss Designs Charleston, and I also have a Facebook page under Jennifer Elkins, Bliss Designs, and then a phone number.
Mm-hmm. And then you folks also, Bliss Designs can also help with home staging if someone is looking to sell their house?
Absolutely. I work with several realtors who are looking to sell homes for clients, and sometimes clients have a lot of things in their houses that they think should still be there while they're for sale. But unfortunately, if you have too much stuff, people can't really see past your stuff to see the house. So the kind of staging that I do is I kind of go in with the realtor, and obviously it's just a suggestion to take items out so that we can make space for new items to come in if necessary. And sometimes people just have so much stuff that you just have to remove items in order for clients to walk through and really see what the home has to offer or picture themselves in it.
Mm-hmm. And just so people aren't intimidated, you were telling me before we started the interview that you work with just about anybody. You have a $7 million listing that you're doing some staging for.
Yes.
All the way down to like a $200,000 condo.
Absolutely. Yes. And I love, it all pays me the same. So, and I love just looking all the different architecture and real estate that Charleston has for sale in the area. It's really a fun part of my job.
And you can see Bliss Designs in the fall issue. Our recent issue just came out of Charleston Home and Design Magazine in our remodel guide, a huge guide that we've got of remodeled spaces in the Charleston area. Well, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Jen Elkins with Bliss Designs. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Marty Uchin with Serta Pro Painters. How you doing, Marty?
Hey, Tim. Good to see you again.
You too. Marty, take a moment and tell everybody about Serta Pro Painters.
Sure. We are a locally owned painting services company. We've been in operation in the Charleston area since 1998. We focus on residential and commercial painting, interior and exterior.
Gotcha. Okay. And Serta Pro Painters, you folks are a national company,
That's
right?
Correct.
But you own the franchise here in Charleston?
That is correct. We're a national organization in North America. There's about 250 local owners in their respective markets, and our market is the three-county area mm-hmm. in Charleston.
What would you say sets Serta Pro Painters apart from other paint contractors, local paint
yeah,
contractors?
What we really focus on is two things. One is on the front side, the communication aspect of it with our customers. We don't just go out and sell paint services. We really take a consultative approach and ensure that we understand what the customer is looking to accomplish, but also making sure that we walk the customer through their home, whether it's inside and outside, looking for things that need to be done as far as preparation to get the home ready for putting the paint on it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll give you a specific example. In some cases, you have to ask a neighbor's permission to go on their property in order to access that side of somebody's one of your customers' houses.
Right.
How do you treat that? Because the neighbor might feel a little put upon, like, I have to let you on my property. Mm-hmm. So how is it? How do you treat a situation like that to make sure there's a minimal impact on that neighbor?
Sure. I mean, initially we start with the homeowner who we're coming out to visit to have a conversation. Once we assess that type of situation, we talk to the homeowner and mention that we might have to have a conversation with the neighbor. And then if they're comfortable, sometimes they'll have that conversation if they have a good relationship. If not, we can go over there and discuss what we're looking to do. It's very atypical that we would have to go on a property. What we like to do is we'll mask off that section if the home is very close, just to make sure that when we're scraping the home that particles don't get in there. But if things do get in there, we will go in that yard and clean it up. And we'll have that kind of conversation with the customer if we think that might be an issue mm-hmm. down the road. But we try to contain our work site as best as possible, not mm-hmm. to infringe upon any of the neighboring mm-hmm. homes.
Gotcha. So you keep mentioning the word communicate.
Yeah.
Is that a big thing?
It's a huge thing for our business. Right from the very get-go, we have a kind of a motto in our company is that our customer has to only tell their story once. So from the very beginning when they make contact with our organization all the way through the completion of the project, that customer story is carried through. Because some of the things, the nuances, it's not so much about the paint. It's things such as they have a small pet in the home, right? Or they have small children, or they have a particular schedule that is important to them. So those things become part of our approach and really measuring our success is how are we not only able to perform the painting services, but how are we able to speak to those needs of the customer throughout our project.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to happen. Everybody in the organization has to be able to carry and pass on that message so that at the end of the day that we've fulfilled that promise.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to painting, prep is always the most important part of the project. And I think that's where a lot of homeowners may rush it if they decide they want to buy some paint at the big box store and paint a room over a holiday weekend or something like
mm-hmm.
that. They're only thinking about the end result and not what goes into
right.
that. And have you ever had a situation where a homeowner's called you after they've tried to paint their a room or the interior
right.
or the exterior of a house themselves?
Yeah, quite often actually. And that we're okay with that situation where A homeowner might actually want to tackle something that's within their capability, and we'll tackle some of the high ceilings and things of that nature. But you're right, yes, a lot of everybody's painted. That's the great thing about this business. I think it's the ultimate do-it-yourselfer activity that most of us have tried once or maybe twice in our lives or more than that. But you're right, the preparation is key, whether it's inside or outside. And even make really what we're trying to do is make sure the structure and the surface is ready to accept the paint. So we go into making sure everything's caulked and sealed. And on the inside, if there is some issues with the drywall, we'll patch drywall holes and make sure that surface is ready for the paint to last for years to come.
And speaking of the prep, and that's where you don't, I would guess that an awful lot of time and resources are put into the prepping. The painting itself doesn't take that long, but
right.
Prepping the surface, get it ready correctly. That's a big thing. Sometimes you might run into some rot, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does CertaPro Painters handle that?
We have carpenters that on staff that do light carpentry. We see quite a bit of that here in this region, just because of the weather that we have here, the intense sun, the coastal wind, and the salt air and things of that nature. So we have carpenters that go out, and when my estimators go out and have a conversation with a potential customer, we'll have that conversation, because I do not like to paint rotted wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because that's our stamp on that, our company's signature is on that when we left. So we do look at board replacement when it's necessary. Again, it goes to, is that paint going to last once we put it on there? And so we have like people that do light carpentry for us, whether it's porches and decks, or if it's trim work on the home itself, or even on the inside. We've, replacing molding and things
mm-hmm.
of that nature. That obviously is in a rotting situation inside a home, but we can also do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Here, three questions I want to run by you.
Sure.
First of all, what brands of paint does CertaPro Painters typically
mm-hmm.
use?
Well, first off, we use all commercial quality paint from the brands that most people are aware of, the Sherwin-Williams, PPG, Benjamin Moore, if people ask for that. So we, again...
You don't skimp on paint?
We do not skimp on paint. No, not at all. We use quality paint. Our painters won't use anything less than high quality professional paint, and it really does last. It's a good investment to make.
Right. How about spraying or brushing?
Mm-hmm.
Which is better?
They're both equal in terms of application. Every paint has what's called a millage rate to it. So if it's applied properly, whether it's brush and roll, or if it's sprayed on, you'll get that same millage. Where we have to make a decision about whether or not we use one of those approaches is really if we're close to the coast or there's a close by home. Again, it kind of goes back to your original question, how do we handle situations where we might be next to a neighbor, involving a neighbor? And so we won't spray if it's windy, we won't spray close to the coast, we won't spray if the home's too close. So we make those determinations when we do the initial site visit.
Is it make any difference in how long the paint will last on a house, whether it's brushed on or sprayed on?
No, it makes no difference at all. I mean, again, you go back to the fact is that if you put on one coat of paint, based on the paint they're using, the level and quality of paint, that has a millage, right? And so one coat would be a certain millage, and again, it'll go on the same
And
way.
Millage is a thickness,
that's
right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
I gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
And so it really doesn't make a difference as long as it's put on properly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what about when they always ask you, do you want this eggshell, satin, flat? What are the differences, and what do you typically tell your customers?
Yeah, really, we can give guidance there. On the colors, not as much, though, because that's more of a personal decision. We have color consultants that we can put in front of them if they're interested in that. But in terms of the sheen that you're referring to, the flat versus eggshell versus semi-gloss and what have you, typically, most people gravitate towards flat paint. If they're looking for something a little hardier, if you got little children going up and down the stairwell, we can use some products that have a little bit more durability and wipeability from wiping off stains. that they will either have sheen in it or don't have sheen in it.
Is that the eggshell that you're talking about with
shell,
if you have kids?
Right, yeah, eggshell satin, go up from flat paint there. A lot of people prefer the flat paint. The other thing is that when you're painting inside a home, for instance, is that the more sheen that you put on a wall, the more that it shows the imperfections in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really because of the way that the light bounces off. So a lot of times if we see a wall in a home that may not have been constructed perfectly, we might shy the customer away from that because they might not like the end result.
Flat hat hides more imperfections.
Yeah, because it doesn't reflect the sun, reflect the light like the other higher.
And you can spot paint, right, with flat versus eggshell.
That's exactly the other benefit of it. Once you go into a higher sheen product, you pretty much take yourself out of the ability
to paint the whole wall.
To touch up. That's correct. Yeah, you have to at least paint it to a corner point where it makes sense to do so. You're
right.
Not going to see differences.
Well, how can folks get more information about CertaPro painters?
We do free estimates, so no obligation estimates. And two great ways to get a hold of us. One is on our internet website. It's charleston.certapro.com. And customers can go out there and actually schedule a free estimate. That's something new that we've just recently launched. It has a calendar of our estimators out there, so they can go and pick a time that works best for them. If they're unable to do that or they want to speak to us directly on the phone, they can give us a call at our number at 843-870-7856 and speak to somebody about coming out and scheduling for a free estimate.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Marty Uchin with CertaPro Painters. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom. How you doing, Valerie?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Valerie, take a moment and tell everybody about Jean's Custom Workroom.
We are a custom drapery workroom. We do handcraft soft textiles for the home, draperies, bedding, pillows, upholstery, slip covers, you name it. If you can think of a soft textile, we can craft it.
Gotcha. Okay. So draperies, any soft goods inside the house. And I would imagine that you're probably coming up on your busy season, right? Do a lot of people make improvements with soft goods in their house before the holidays?
Absolutely. And it's seasonal all year long. So with the holidays coming, people are having family over. They want that special cushion for grandma to sit mm-hmm. on. They want those chairs reupholstered for their dining tables, those big, large gatherings. So they, you know, tablecloths, table runners, draperies, and all that special bedding for mm-hmm. the cousins and nieces and nephews to sleep on for those overnights too.
Right, right. You know, my mother has always reupholstered sofas in the past, and I don't know if it maybe the furniture was built differently back then than it is today, but she would, you know, if she got, I guess if the old sofa, the cushions kind of wore out or something, she would have it upholstered rather than buying a brand new one. Is that still happening today?
It is. With the older pieces that were made more to last longer,
right.
people are wanting to reupholster them, especially when you get a husband that says, I don't want to give up my favorite chair, or I don't want to give up my grandpa's recliner. So we do a lot of the reupholstering for those types of items as well.
How can soft goods like, say, draperies or maybe Roman shades, how can that really impact a room for someone?
It really softens a room and it gives it character. It's kind of like your room's hair.
Mm-hmm.
So your haircut, as you change your haircut or hairstyle, it changes the look of your face, the shape of your face. It can accentuate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's drapery. That's what that does for a room. It gives life to the room. It gives it hair. So you can have a nice flowy style that brings a breezy feel to the room. You can have something a little bit heavier made out of a greater, something more dense fabric. Cover up more of the window or less of the window, and that's going to give you a total different feel in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a lot of people maybe don't know that if they wanted something other than draperies, created for them that they can still go to a place like Gene's Custom Workroom, and you folks can create window treatments other than draperies for like Roman shades, for example.
Absolutely. The Roman shades are a big choice here in Charleston, as well as custom woven shades or natural woven shades and roller shades as well. And we do all of that. We do the complimentary measurements and consultations in your home. We come out. You make an appointment, we can be out there in a couple days to go ahead and do the complimentary measurements and get those all set up for you and pick your fabric choices and colors of wovens and things like that. So,
Can customers bring the fabric to Gene's Custom Workroom, or do they buy the fabric from you folks?
We do use customers' own material. They can bring in their own fabrics, and we've had some clients bring fabrics that were very old and passed down. You know, we found this in our grandma's trunk and we want to use this to make a special pillow. Mm-hmm. So we do that. We can order fabric for you. We have a vast selection of designer fabric at our showroom. It can be overwhelming, so we try to get you to point in the right direction, kind of what colors they're thinking of and so forth. And if they do order the fabric from us and we do the work for them, we do offer a discount on the fabric as well.
Good deal. What's the, are there certain color palettes that people are leaning toward these days? Is it more neutral or is it brighter colors?
Right now, the big trend is to go with a neutral panel or a neutral shade. Use a pop of color as a lead edge trim. It allows for really changing up the accents in the room with pillows and trinkets and so forth that bring the room to life with that kind of color. It's very easily changed out rather than changing your whole drapery set or so forth like that.
Well, talk about the process. It's people probably thought I was crazy to mention the holidays in the middle of August, still hot as can be here, but it takes some time to custom fabricate soft goods for your home. Talk about the process.
Absolutely, and it is not too early. It's actually just the perfect time. With the holidays coming around, and again talking about having those large dinners and people, families staying for weekends and weeks during vacations, we are going to start out by that complimentary consultation that we discussed. Jean's going to come out. She does that all herself. She comes out. She does the measurements. She talks to you about exactly how you want that room to feel. And she can make suggestions, or if you're working with a designer or you have a concrete idea of what you're looking for, she's happy to go with that as well. From that point, we bring that back to the showroom. She'll work up an estimate, send it over to you. We do require a 50% deposit on the projects. And once that deposit and all fabrics have been received in-house, our lead time is typically 4 to 6 weeks. Now, with the holidays coming up, as our schedule fills up and as we get closer to that holiday, those lead times are going to extend with each set of clients that come through. So we're looking at trying to get everybody in as early as possible, get started, get your choices made, fabrics picked, and so forth. Once we get the go-ahead and we get the fabrics, then our seamstress starts to go to work. And she's like a little elves in the shoemaker. She makes magic happen. Mm-hmm. you never know what's going on behind those doors. So, but she just absolutely does a fabulous job. Nothing leaves her little hands without looking like it's perfection. So,
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you choose a fabricator? I mean, what are there certain questions that you should ask to make sure you're hiring a quality fabricator, an experienced fabricator?
I think word of mouth is probably the best. I think you're really going to get that just by knowing your neighbors and getting to know your community. And when you have the tools and resources like the internet and so forth, you can actually look and see what that workroom has to offer, see examples, and again, ask your neighbors. So, and we do have a installer that we prefer and recommend. He is not a part of Jean's Custom Workroom. He's an independent contractor. But all the way from, as we talked about, the complimentary consultation all the way to installation, it's perfect, seamless, no gotcha. Pun intended.
Yeah, right. When it comes to installing, that's not really a do-it-yourself thing. Do you ever have any customers who have maybe bought some soft goods online and then they didn't measure correctly, or what they ended up getting was not what looked like in the photograph on the computer screen or something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the part of custom work is that it is custom. Everything is tailored to your desires, to what your home is, your dimensions. So, it looks different. If it's a quarter of an inch off, a half an inch off, it's definitely noticeable. And that goes along with the custom drapery hardware that we offer. We offer top of the line custom drapery hardware to go along with your drapery selection. And it's part of the investment. If you have the custom drapery made and you put it on a retail rod, it's going to hang different because of the projection poles and so forth. Mm-hmm. Same with the installation process. Our installer hangs to 1/16 of an inch, if not greater than that. So, it's perfection top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Every part of the process.
Right, right. I bet you've talked to a lot of customers who thought they were getting a deal by buying something online, but then they made a mistake and turns out to be costing more than if they had just come to Jean's Custom Workroom.
They do, for sure. We've been brought many to correct issues.
Right, right, I'm sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Jean's Custom Workroom?
JeansCustomWorkroom.com.
JeansCustomWorkroom.com. And do you have a location?
We do. It's 1610 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, Suite 400. We're behind the Save-A-Lot on the right, and that's in Charleston, West Ashley.
Very good. All right. Well, we've been talking with Valerie Stone with Jean's Custom Workroom. Thanks so much, Valerie.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Robert Lulla with the Southern Style Now Festival. How you doing, Robert?
I'm well. I'm so proud to be here. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Robert, take a moment and tell our listeners about the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston in November.
I'd be pleased to. Yes, so we are basically taking over the town. It's the Southern Style Now Festival, November 1st through 4th. It's just going to be a round of panel discussions and keynotes, speeches and booze and food and it's going to be a disgraceful time in the holy city.
And who would want to come to some of the events that are being curated by the Southern Style Now Festival?
Anyone who is an interior designer or a design aficionado, or just anyone who is tuned into the conversation of how to make your home beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the Southern Style Now Festival is in its third year, is
Our
that right?
Third year, that's right. And we've been moving around. The first year was, I guess, keeping ahead of the law. Our first year was in New Orleans, second year in Savannah, and now we're here in Charleston. I think we're going to stay here in Charleston because everybody's treated us so nice.
Wow, that's great. I was just thinking about before the interview about how it's so much work to kind of bring everybody up to speed, and then by the time it happens, you move on to another city, but you're actually thinking about keeping it here.
That's right, absolutely, because, you know, we want to build momentum, and nobody's going to treat us nicer than the people in Charleston have treated us. The people at the city, Doug Warner at the CVB, everybody's been incredibly supportive. So we're bringing in about 100 speakers. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, it's like a military installation.
Wow, that's great. Well, talk about your background a little bit and how the Southern Style Now Festival came to be.
Absolutely. So my background is in publishing. I was an editor in New York City for many years. I was the editor-in-chief of a decorating publication called Domino, which is a Condé Nast magazine. And in that capacity, I toured around and and went to lots of different events in other parts of the country. One in particular called Legends of La Cienega, which is a great event in Los Angeles. And what I loved about it was a national event, but it was also very local. And it supported all the local businesses. And I thought, well, you know, heck, we should have something like this in the South. After all, we are the greatest consumers of you know, fabrics and flooring and furniture. And we make all of it here in North Carolina. Carolina, you know, as you well know, and so why don't we celebrate our local designers, our local shops, our local design studios? So that was the ambition, and we've been quite successful in it. We've had the best names in the entire business, the legendary interior designers, and fashion designers, and culinary artists, and it's a broader lifestyle platform now than it was at the beginning of it. I'm really, really proud of it. It's the best of the South.
Yeah, and great publication, Domino Magazine. I think I had mentioned to you a few months ago that Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we'd been around a few years, and I happened to pick up a Domino Magazine. I was like, hey, we're doing what they're doing.
I saw that too. I absolutely saw that. The DNA is in your publication. I see that.
Well, just and I guess sort of helping readers connect the dots between seeing like a beautiful room or a beautiful house, and then being able to tell them where you can get that look yourself by shopping for those particular products. And that's what Domino is famous for.
Absolutely. It's also, the publication was always about giving people the guts, you know, like to say, go for it, do it yourself. You know, you can do so much of it yourself. You have confidence in your taste and capabilities.
We'll talk about some of the specific events that you're looking forward to the most for the Southern Style Now Festival. And what are the dates again?
November 1st through 4th. And you can see us at southernstylenow.com if you have any questions about the schedule. I would say I'm most proud and excited about talking to this wonderful lady, Patricia Altschul, who is a local of yours. I don't know if you watch that show, Southern Charm. It's one of the biggest shows in the country, and it's all out of your city. And
she's been on our cover.
Has she? Uh-huh. I bet she has, because you were an enterprising journalist. But she has been so marvelous to us. She's been a fairy godmother of the festival, and she's giving a keynote talk with her great friend Caroline Rome, and she's bringing Michael the Butler to make martinis during the talk, so everybody will get nice and sauced, which is always makes for a good time. And it's just going to be a really good talk. It's going to take place on November the 2nd and at the Riviera Theater. We're going to have fun.
Very good, very good. What are some of the other events that are taking place?
Well, I'm really proud of a lot. I mean, one of the things at your wonderful shop, Hampton Clothing, on King Street, there's going to be a wonderful talk about Southern fashion with a lady named Ann Mashburn, who probably owns like the chicest boutique in the South in Atlanta called Sid and Ann Mashburn. And then your own Susan Walker, who owns Ibu Movement, which is this fashion company out of Charleston that has taken over the country. And like Ali McGraw designed a line for them. And it's really chic, so we're going to have a great conversation about the really exciting fashion movement that's happening out of the South. But, you know, there's just going to be a lot of fun stuff, too. Like, we're going to take a plantation tour and low-country cooking demonstrations and monogramming lessons and a pub crawl and all sorts of really fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also a show house.
A show house, that's right. You know, there's so much going on. Yeah, sponsored by Traditional Home Magazine, and it's going to run from November the 1st through December the 7th, which I keep calling Pearl Harbor Day, but nobody even knows when Pearl Harbor Day is anymore, which is shocking.
Generation, they don't.
Shocking, I know. And but it's at 36 Hazel Street, which I have learned is not Hassle Street. I learned that the hard way. And it is, we've renovated a 19th century row house. 20 of the best designers in the South have done this, and it's really going to be a sight to behold. It's going to be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And all of the different events are ticketed events, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. You can buy one ticket for everything at southernstylenow.com.
Mm-hmm. And what was the genesis of the Southern Style Now Festival? I mean, I guess we live in the South. We, you know, we I guess maybe we take it for granted, but Is the South influencing, how is the South influencing the rest of the country?
That's a great question. Well, I had this epiphany, which is that if you name the very greatest American designers of all time, people like Nancy Lancaster and Bunny Williams and Charlotte Moss and Albert Hadley and Richard Keith Langham and really the kind of like gold star, you know, people of all time, they're also all Southerners. And I had this epiphany that Southern design is American design. It's not just a kind of regional offshoot of great American design. It is great American design. And that is something that ought to be celebrated. We are the trendsetters for the whole nation in terms of, I mean, we lead this conversation. I mean, Southerners entertain and live in their homes in a way that other people throughout the country just do not.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the Architectural Digest home design show in Manhattan?
I am indeed. It's a great show.
I've been to that several times, and one of my takeaways is they always have very, very talented speakers and top industry experts that are delivering different talks and seminars and so forth. And I would almost compare what you're doing here with the Southern Style Now Festival to the Architectural Digest show, and you don't have to fly to Manhattan for that. It's coming right here to Charleston.
Thank you. We actually have a great editor from Architectural Digest, the executive editor, a fellow named Shax Riegler, who wrote a wonderful book called Dish about tableware. It's kind of a definitive work on. He actually has a PhD in tableware, but we have editors from Architectural Digest and all of the major publications. It's a really great, if you want to meet editors for major publications, it's a great mm-hmm. event to attend. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about the Southern Style Now Festival?
Go to southernstylenow.com. We'll have everything you need to know right there.
Very good. southernstylenow.com. And the festival's taking place November
1st through 4th across the city.
Across the city, yeah. And then the show house is open
from November the 1st through Pearl Harbor Day, which is December 7th, and you'll be able to buy tickets there for that too.
Wonderful. Well, we have been talking with Robert Lulla with the Southern Style Now Festival. Thanks so much, Robert.
It's a pleasure. Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.